I call the shots, I never call it quits. Trust my intuition, bet it's right and bitch, it often is. Seen too many others come and go, they had the wrong intent. Do it out of love and never for it, then I watch it get bigger than expected, don't second guess it, I let it set it. It's God's plan, we out here only accepting blessings. I'm stuck with it, this mindset is terminal. In and out different terminals, leveling up is personal. And I already made it, y'all can miss me. I smack my girl's ass, tell her pinch me. It's hard to believe I made something from nothing. No hindsight discussions, I've been writing, I love it.
Welcome to the 3 Gig Sports Podcast, where we are never wrong, just sometimes misinformed. Full house in this bad boy tonight.
Yeah. And
Jimmer, we got some good stuff to talk about, man. Let's break it down.
The first one I want to bring up to you guys, I started digging a little bit, right? And I was like, I'm not sold on Wembanyama, right? And everyone says next generational, better than LeBron, better than Jordan, you know. I don't even know if he's going to be better than Durant, but that's me personally. But regardless, I was looking at this man's stats, and I'm like, well, why is he the slam dunk? Because he's 7'4", can dunk, and supposedly shoot from three. Here's the interesting thing I brought up there. And he shoots 27% from three. So ESPN only puts his makes on there. That would put him outside of the top 150 in three-point percentage this last year. Top 150 players, gentlemen. So my question to you is, should the Spurs reconsider taking him number one? Because it's been like a shoe-in. Now, the other two main options, to refresh your memory, is Miller from Alabama, who also has the gun charge. Or, no, sorry. He's not charged. He's a witness. He's the one that delivered the gun, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And then Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignite, who has played back-to-back years with Ignite. He was one of the – he's the youngest G League player to come in. He was 17 when he went there. So, question to you. Would you reconsider?
I would at least consider – like, his ceiling is really high, right? I think that's what everybody's talking about as far as a prospect goes. But his floor, I feel like, can be really low with how skinny he is, man. And like you said, the three-point stats aren't anything great,
right?
Which is supposed to be part of the selling point on him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the ball handling, but still.
Yeah. And I think when you think about a guy like Scoot or Miller, their ceilings might not be as high, but I don't think they have as low of a floor
right.
as he does. So I hope they're at least looking at it. I don't think it's as good of a slam dunk as – what everybody seems to insinuate, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. He really just one breakout season over there playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, it's different, too. You know, I was talking about before the podcast started. They play against men over there, but, I mean, you look at it, some of these even college basketball players, I mean, you see, you know, high school guys go right out of high school and go over there and have success. So, I guess – not sure what the talent is over there, and like I don't even think he was leading any of the categories
no.
over there.
No.
So, yeah, a little worried about the hype, you know. Then you have guys who have been playing against, you know, all the teams. Right, everybody's good, right, on the basketball team. So, in the NCAA, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
His main stat line, and like Rio just said, this is his one breakout season. So prior to this year, and there'll be a quick crash course on this one, sub double-digit points average for every year that he's been overseas, right, or that he's been playing in these bigger leagues. This is 5 rebounds a game or less in those other seasons. Less than assist a game, less than a steal a game, 2 blocks a game, but that will happen when you're 7'4". And is shooting sub 500 from the field goal range. Not to mention, he's a career 290 three-point shooter. This year, boost, 21.6 points a game, 3 blocks a game. He only averages 2 assists a game. He does have 10.4 rebounds a game, and he's still shooting under 500.
How many assists?
And then 27.5% from 3.
2 assists a game?
Yeah, 2.4. But they always talk about his ball handles.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even help the people around him,
right? Yeah. So that's what my concern is.
How many rebounds?
10.4. So barely double digits.
That's good though. That's good though.
Just the one season. Before that, it was 5.
Oh, it was 5 before that.
Yeah, his next highest season before the season was 5.1.
Yeah.
So he did play 34 games this year. It's almost like a college. It's almost like a basically a college season, right? Me personally, I want to pitch. I want to pitch Scoot Henderson. I would stay away from Miller, because I don't know what's going on with this gun shit. You know, the talent is through the roof, right? I mean, he has all the talent in the world. He may have the same ceiling as a Victor, maybe, but the gun thing is still going to cross your mind. You still had a mental lapse enough to take a gun to, whether you knew what he was going to do with it or not, to a teammate. Hey,
you know, he's a pure shooter.
He's always got his teammates back until they say, hey, you're going to lose your NBA career. And then he became a witness.
Right.
So.
Right.
And he's
like, I saw everything.
And
I'm a great. Right.
And he's
my vision's good.
Protection plan now.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be able to hide that well. Scoot Henderson, on the other hand, has increased his stats the last 2 years while playing professional basketball also with the G League, who also play other G League. But I don't know if you guys know that. I had to do a little bit. I'm like, what do they play? You know, it's why is it only the Ignite that always have players getting drafted, right? Mm-hmm. It's because they're supposed to be more like a exhibition games more than anything. But they'll play like international teams and all that stuff too, right?
Oh.
So Scoot Henderson, to me, he's a combo guard. He came out as the number one combo guard when he was in high school, rated. I think he was like the number 7 overall player at that point. But every year, the last 2 years, he has gotten better. He has shown improvement. And his first year, 17, like I said, the youngest in G League history getting signed. Granted, it's only been going on since like 2019 or something like that. With the Ignite, the pro part of it getting paid. It isn't like he came in and was averaging only 5 points a game. He came in and he was averaging, you know, pretty close to 14, 15, 16 points right in that ballpark.
Yeah. Right.
And he's increased that. This year, I think he averaged, I don't have it right in front of me. I was looking at it earlier. It was like 17 and a half or something like that. But he's shown an increase in everything that he's done. Maybe by just a little bit, but it shows growth, and he's only 19 himself. So me personally, I would roll with him. That's what I was trying to. Yeah. I'm not that sold on.
Yeah, they're going to go.
All he could do is fail, too. Technically, they put the bar so high in this kid.
That's the truth.
Yeah. They're going to go with the physical attributes. I mean, I'd probably lean that way, too. But I think Victor's going to go. You know, they're going to. I just feel that's the way it's going to be. They're going to bet on the intangibles and everything that he's got, the height and everything he's got going for him that way. You know, and the experience at the professional level for, 4 years or something like that. So,
I wanted to tell you guys, and this is just a quick one. Yeah, they have the Nuggets, I do believe, traded for another first-round pick.
I saw that.
Another one. And this is a very quick one. What are they doing? What are they trying to accomplish right now? What do you think? Is there something they're trying to stack up and maybe trade up and get into, or what's
that? I'm wondering if
I think the Pacers was like this.
It was the Pacers.
Was it 7 or 11 or something?
No, they're. I think they're in the back half now. I think 27.
Is that what that one was?
Yeah.
First round pick. They will acquire the 29th and 32nd overall pick. Yeah. So they got a late first rounder, but that's still believe that.
Yep.
That's another first rounder.
Yeah, it's weird. They've got to be packaging somebody up in a couple first rounds to either move up or something. Maybe get younger. I feel they're already young. It's just real weird what they're doing.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, it feels real weird to be packing.
Right. Unless they, you know, like I said, they may be packaging one of their guys, and one of their guys, you know, on the roster better watch out, because ultimately I think that's what it comes to, them plus this pick or two. To slide up to grab somebody. Okay. And we forgot they got a couple second rounders, you know, so they can float those in there as well. Yeah, interesting. When is the draft?
Let's see.
Thursday. It's Thursday. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
So they have the 29th, the 32nd, and the 37th pick. So they got 3 picks tomorrow.
Do they do all their picks in one day?
They do. I thought they had one.
Yeah, because there's only 1 and 2, you know, 2 rounds. That's it.
Yeah, so.
There's only 2 rounds now. Yeah, I thought the Nuggets had one even further up. What was that? Or was that for next year? Remember when the finals were still going on?
The big trade. I think that was next year.
Okay,
right?
Maybe that's where I was mixing that up. I'm like,
yeah.
But still, it's a, there's a lot of movement going on with getting draft picks here in the next two seasons. I don't know what this is.
Well, I mean, between paying some of the guys that they're going to have to pay, maybe they're just trying to get some young talent that they don't have to pay, but they got a little more depth. You know what I mean? Maybe they're trying to do it right that way. It's hard to say. It's interesting, though, after they just won the NBA fucking finals.
Maybe they're worried about our man Joker not coming back from the horses. Like, fuck you, yeah. I did this parade.
No shit.
And they're like, oh, we need to reboot this guy. Like, get,
imagine
get
that. Cash, imagine right? They trade him.
That guy's face.
Yeah, he was not enthused. I did see one, like, when he was on the parade. He's like, when I said I want to go home and they don't want to go to this parade, I want to stay at parade.
I am Terminator.
That's funny.
Our man Miles brought up, and I didn't know this, but brought up
Punk God?
No, the new developing story of Zion Williamson.
I didn't bring that up.
I thought it was you.
No.
Yeah, it was one of us.
Danny
yeah.
texted me.
Oh, did you?
And okay. Danny said, would you be willing to watch? And I said,
okay.
I'm
okay.
Searching it right
what are,
now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, watch what, Miles?
Yeah, watch
what. Oh, there we go. Zion Williams made what? Wait, what was it? Some chick in Zion Williams apparently made a sex tape.
Allegedly.
I don't know if Zion Williams knows that she made this.
No, she said that he has it too.
Yeah, he has it too, but she has it.
But she has it as well.
Oh, so
Mariah Mills.
Oh, so this is BS. So it's like he gets to sit on the video too, and he knows like, hey, I can deal with this being released.
I can't take this that serious coming from you with two balls near your chin.
I know,
right now.
But this is I don't know why. I like the echo.
Yeah. So she released that like tweet dump a few weeks back, right yeah, after the photo.
The meltdown.
And then the recent one, she was basically talking to New Orleans and saying, "Get rid of him, or I'm going to release the tapes. You need to get rid of him."
Yeah, what coach is going to care that you have a sex tape of his player?
I think they might, man.
What?
So
I think they might.
You might see some really fucked up shit.
Yeah.
She must be.
And he's already like, does the team really want him anyway? Yeah. That could be what puts it
What's
over.
What's bad about us? It's 2023.
No, what he could be doing in the sex tape more than the actual sex. If you're thinking.
Again, it's 2023. You're
thinking
allowed to do
Kim
what you want.
Kardashian. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be like that.
No.
It's probably going to be something more along
the
lines.
Yeah, what if it's
like,
is it Ryan Braun? Who was that? The MLB player. No, it wasn't Braun. Was it a pitcher? They got in trouble for that, choking that chick or whatever.
Bauer.
So what if it's something like that and that video is out and they're like, oh, my God.
We're taking a shit on each other.
Well, so what I was telling Jimmer, I was like, it's interesting because they have this. And I'm looking it up right now, and it's become kind of big in the last few years, but revenge porn, you know, and the crimes. You know, I know a recruit that he was actually a Texas Longhorn recruit, and of course they dropped him off their radar once he went to whatever court and all that kind of stuff. But online harassment when an ex-partner posts or threatens to post explicit images of a person online without their permission. You see it mostly, they say, you know, in minors and stuff like that, but they say most states have, excluding Massachusetts and South Carolina, have separate statutes that are related to revenge porn and how they handle it. So it's interesting how they're going to handle that.
Well, don't you remember?
Especially when she says it like that, too.
Right, and that's
like,
why I think she got
like,
blocked
hey,
on Twitter.
My shit got blocked, or my shit got hacked.
Right. You know? I think that's why they shut down the Twitter, because she's blatantly coming out and saying that she's going to post this.
So there was a website. I might have been revengeporn.com. I don't know. Never been to it. Never seen it. So what would happen is, like, whenever people were breaking up, they were, like, posting fucking, like, videos.
And that's what happened to that Texas player.
Their exes nudes and all that.
Yep.
And then they were able to, like, start pressing charges off of this website from who it came from, how it got back on the internet.
Yeah.
But ultimately the website got shut down. And now I think I watched a documentary on it, and the guy that did the revenge porn site is now like a porn addiction counselor. I can't remember.
Yeah. So he's trying to hook it up one way and get paid right back the other way.
Well, I mean, he did.
The question to this is, if it does come out, are you trying to find it? Yeah. I'm trying to watch it.
I try to find all of them. Literally.
We're going to sit on the couch, and we're all going to watch.
Take all of us? Okay. And take Viagra, and the first one get hard loses. Yes.
I'm out.
All the time over there?
Yeah.
We're playing gay chicken on Zion Williams' sex tape here. Just put it right there. We'll get like we'll get a projector and watch it right on the wall.
There we go. And we'll do a play-by-play.
So there's got to be loopholes in this. So if you're going to do that, even with her saying that, you can still come out with that. All you got to do is blur the face.
Right, yeah.
She's already came out and said who it is in the tape. Right. So all you got to do is blur the face.
This may or may not be Zion Williams.
Yeah. This is Wyon Zilliamson.
Yes.
If it's not that bad, get ahead of it, right? Be like, here's the tapes.
here it is.
She's a porn star. Literally, that's how she makes money. Well, she tried to be a rapper. I don't know if you know that. She gets like 500 listens a month. Okay. She's trying to be a rapper. Hit her up, Mariah Mills, on Spotify.
I will.
I just found this out. Okay. So let's promote her. Let's make some money, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Do it, baby girl.
We'll get you back. Hit us up and we'll talk about it.
we'll
call you in.
I'll help you release the video without them knowing it came from you.
Yeah, yeah. See? But it's funny that so she's a porn star. So what she does is fuck other people for a living. And she's upset that he got this other chick pregnant. Isn't that a little bit, I don't know, hypocritical? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
No, she said she found her way out because those 500 listens weren't quite paying.
Well, yeah. Dollar bills, dollar
bills.
But
the dude just signed a max or super max contract.
Right.
You know?
She trying to get them dollar bills. She's like, wait, you didn't get me
it
pregnant?
It ain't about money, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It ain't about money.
Yeah, it ain't. It's about more. Wait.
Was it Cardi B, like a stripper or kind of a prostitute, too, before she became a big-time rapper?
Whoa.
Stripper. No, she was. A pros.
No.
A pros.
Yeah.
No,
like
a
toot.
A
pros. Sex worker. We don't want, right. We sex don't want to offend the people with prosthetic limbs.
So we call them toots.
We call them toots where we're from.
It's not a big deal if she robbed the man that she had sex with either, okay?
Right, not a big deal.
Just
because
she talked about that and admitted it, not a big deal.
I know somebody who could teach you through the whole aspect of doing that the right way.
She lives in Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, beautiful,
you,
beautiful lady.
Yeah. Don't you dare.
Don't, mean,
don't you
dare
say
dare
a bad
what?
Word. If what? If whatever? If whatever he
never.
Has for his mom. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. But don't you dare talk about that sweet woman.
Jeez. Who?
Miles. She never called me either. I'm a little. What the fuck is that? I'm about to find her on Facebook, actually.
You stood me up.
It's yeah, just Google Miles' mom.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Wait
and
a minute.
Then,
wait, hold on.
I don't know if you guys.
Hold on.
Okay. I got something. Hold on. Okay. So let's say we're watching that. We're all probably going to be separate, okay, when we're doing it, but we're going to be
no, we're
like
gonna
a Zoom
it,
meeting or something. We're going to all be on.
Okay, yeah.
And what... I'm thinking of just like the most surprising things that everybody's not expecting to see in this video. That's gonna be like fuck Zion forever. Okay.
Can What's, I go first?
Yeah, I want
can
you
go
to go.
First?
What you got?
He's getting pegged.
Oh shit!
Here we you go. Can't go first and pick that one.
Yes, I can. It's just like Michael Scott. At the, he always pulled, you can't outdo a gun. You can't.
You
can't.
Ever outdo a gun.
Well, mine's gonna be him not getting pegged.
So you'd be shocked if he doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
Shocked if it's just
so you actually think it's just going down. Okay.
I don't know if I'd just be shocked, but watch. He just won the average boys fucking out there down below.
Thank you. That's exactly where I was going.
Yes.
I mean, everybody knows the rumors, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Of the African-Americans, right? What if it's not?
Yeah,
it's not
but
all
he's
that.
Massive in everything else.
Everything
you
else.
Know? Like, he can jump on the building.
Right.
He's 700 pounds.
But he's out here. Yeah.
Whoa, bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fucking just got this nut.
In and out like a short dick. Right?
In and out like a short dick.
In and out quick.
At all.
He just got this nub just slamming away.
Like where you is.
It'd be like him slamming the ball on somebody and be like, oh, you just
got
a face.
I'll just do one of these
and like, nah, I never got a face because it's way
we might become
there.
Bigger fans. Right. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right, he whips it out. She's like, why don't you just finger me?
Here, go get that out of the closet. Here, go get that number two over there.
What's that? What's that? I think you're talking about when it's
in all honest,
And all she's like, "Hey, I want it all." Or stop playing with me.
Oh yeah, I always say, "I'm like, man, I hate women when they're so rude and shit." They're like, "Oh yeah, give me all that dick." Like, bitch, you know I ran out of dick a long time ago, right?
With 30
more, she's like, "More, give me more, bitch." You know I ran out a long time ago, right? What the hell you mean more?
It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll get you next time.
I'm tired.
In all honesty, Zion, screw you. You went to Duke. Should have gone.
That's where we went after that?
Should have gone to Kentucky.
Stop it.
Anyways.
Nobody really means that.
Yeah, anyways, Mariah, hit us up. We'll get your music.
We'll get the story out. Okay. We can omit names.
Wyon Zilliamson. Right? That's what I hear.
We can even make more tapes.
What if instead of like fogging out his face, we put like a cartoon face of him there?
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm really saying? Him. It's not really him, right?
Right, yeah. Not really him. I can draw pretty good.
You can only draw one thing really good.
No, I could draw that really good. I could draw cartoon faces pretty good. You seen the one of Troy Davis?
Yeah,
that I drew. That was
the best part of it. Was
I was like, "Who's this?" Troy.
Yeah. And then I got sent up to go.
Well,
find
he knows this. Because he's always looking up at him.
Not true.
So close.
Yeah. Not, okay. True. Yes. Yep. Not true. Not true. Yep. It's always kind of like looking back.
From behind.
It's always kind of looking back. I'm like, are you done yet?
Over your
I'm
shoulder.
I'm used to a big old thing getting pushed in there. This is this. Shorten it up.
What are you guys doing?
Right. You're one of those ladies, right? More.
You motherfucker.
You know I ran out a long time ago.
Right.
I'm not even Droid uncomfortable David. Right now. What the fuck?
Well, Pin Pro has been nailing guys for years.
Yep. They're almost into it now.
Figuratively. Some guys maybe literally, but figuratively.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the other news. Evidently, our guy Tyreek Hill has won a little Conor McGregor-ish.
About time.
Did you see the recent thing? Apparently, he's not being charged with anything.
Yeah,
he's not. Yeah, the guy wants nothing.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He got paid right away.
Under, right?
Oh, yeah. One of his dudes, you know, entourage, like, here, dude, here's a grand, two grand, whatever the fuck it was.
Right. Here's 10 grand.
There's no way that you don't.
Cheetah don't take no shit.
No, it's the owner, right? I bet that dude had somebody slide in. We know he's sketchy as hell anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet that's what happened.
He's like, okay. I'll take care of you.
Yeah. That boat, are you still paying for that boat?
He's like, I got you. He's like, now you're not.
Yeah.
Now you're not. Surprise.
Sign this NDA.
Because you just get away with what you want. That being said, on another side note, comboed with what I just said, I think Rio's the one that brought it up. Evidently, the chick that was accusing Connor of that shit at the American Airlines Arena or whatever they call it now down there, she's either backpedaled or something like that. I've been seeing shit go across TikTok about ever since they found out that it was a BBW, all of a sudden they don't believe her or some shit.
BBW.
Big, beautiful woman.
She's at BBW?
No, Buffalo Wild Wings.
You should be on top of this.
Okay, anyway.
More than us.
Like, no, right, wait, up. Okay. Do you guys know what happened the other day? So Conor McGregor is getting accused of all this, right? Which we all know it did happen, but he didn't force her into anything. Mm-hmm. She clearly wasn't there willing.
Yeah.
He literally posted a picture on his Instagram.
Oh, kissing his wife's belly?
Two days ago of his wife, him
pregnant,
like in a hotel room. With his feet up with a blanket, and his wife is rubbing his feet. Like, he's literally like, you guys are pheasants. Don't even, like, this is.
Pheasants? Peasants?
Peasants.
No, I like pheasants better because we're not even people at this point.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I can see the shirt.
No, but look at he literally posted that picture to smack them back in the face.
Yeah. It's all about money at this point for him, man. Yeah.
That's why I think he's. That's why I just don't think he's in the fight game.
Yeah.
You know, I think you know, he's got all this money. And really, honestly, what good would it be for him to come back?
Nothing, but this dude's going to, at some point, no matter how much money he's making, see, he is balling out with money, okay?
He is going to fight again.
Well, maybe. But
yeah, because you always chase the money, so yeah, he knows it'll get him a paycheck.
At
yeah.
one hell of a payday at some point, a big boy, but that is what I'm getting at.
But
point,
he's going to line it up.
This money isn't going to be able to get him out. He gets in too much trouble. He's pushing the line too much, and I think his head is so fucking big right now. Mm-hmm. If that's exactly what he's posting to, he's like, I can do what I want, baby. I'm fucking Conor McGregor. Eventually, he's going to cross it to where money ain't going to be able to get you out of it.
Right.
You know, the sexual assaults and shit like that. I don't know about what happened there in the American Airlines arena or whatever, Miami's. But
well, you saw years ago. I don't know how they got rid of it or whatever, but the video that came out with him saying that he was cheating on his wife with a bunch of girls, but then one of them put a video up of them scraping, like, potentially baking soda around on the table or whatever.
Oh,
in front
of them. I forgot about that.
And it was viral for, like, 2 seconds before it finally was wiped down.
I don't know how at that point
he
was
still
even
small
rich,
and skinny then, so he's probably 45, 55 still.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. He was even big and rich at that point then.
He was kind of taking off. Yeah,
was that right at that time? Yeah, was it before the boxing match though?
Yes. Yeah, he had already won the title, beat Aldo, I believe.
Okay, but he still hadn't. He still hadn't made the bucks that he's making now though.
Yep.
Well, the deal is, man, when you make that kind of money like he made against Floyd. What the UFC is paying him now is peanuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not
probably. Then his whiskey took off. Then the vodka.
But he sold
it.
The whiskey.
Oh, he's still he's still in it though.
But
1% or
two. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So he's still got his paycheck and getting some from it.
And then vodka.
Then he launched the vodka. So yeah.
So I'm not.
I don't remember the vodka.
Apparently he snuck in a vodka deal. As well.
He doesn't talk about that. I haven't seen anything.
Yeah,
about that.
I don't think it blew up quite as big as the whole.
Well, that
whiskey deal.
That whiskey shouldn't have. It wasn't that fucking good.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
You know what's crazy?
Wasn't that the original? Hold on, Miles. Yeah. Wasn't that the original warm whiskey wager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought it because it tastes like shit.
It tastes like shit.
Because I bought that shit right away. I was like, hell yeah, Conor McGregor. Took a drink of it. I was like, oh, Conor McGregor. Okay, that goes bottom of the fucking.
He must have sweat his nuts in it is what he did. Shit. It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not endorsing the use of drugs, but if you start to look at, like, a lot of the most successful people, how many of them are on drugs?
Yeah, I mean, The Rock is juiced to the gills, right? Like,
no, but it's
more
like,
than just more than just steroids, mental shit, right?
He's talking about other stuff. That's steroids.
Yeah. No, I just mean like, so you got Conor McGregor, the big boxer, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Because you're talking about literally less than 1% of the super athletes in the world.
No, I'm not talking about just one drug.
No, just any drug. You're talking about 1%. If you take steroids out.
Yeah.
If you take steroids out, I'm counting that as a performance enhancer, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about drugs. You're talking about maybe 1% or less of the super athletes throughout even the last 40 years.
Super athletes.
You just named a couple super athletes. Like when Daryl Strawberry wasn't even like a super athlete, and that was one of the biggest, like one of the, you know what I'm saying?
I'd say for every 10,000 pro players, there's one super athlete.
Okay. And of those?
And of the super athletes, 60%.
No.
I can get behind that.
Motherfucker, you got one sold.
Yeah, I can get behind that for sure.
Then they keep it a hell of a lot more hidden.
Yeah. Money does that, man.
Michael Jordan stayed away from it, though, remember? He walked in on
gambling.
No, remember his you guys watched it, obviously, right? Oh, yeah. The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Walked in. Gentlemen, we do.
Hold on. I got one thing about the Conor deal. I know you want to wrap it up.
Yep.
The funniest thing that chick said, now, if he did what she said, it's fucked up. But what she said was she was able to fight her way out with elbows.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems legit.
What, did you elbow his broke foot or something?
She would have been way better off. She said, I took him to the ground because then she would have sold me.
Right?
You got out of it, baby girl.
I kicked him in the shin.
Maybe that's why she said, you know, I'm a BBW because, you know, they didn't believe her and then it backfired big time. People started shitting on her. I had the weight behind me. Like, they're like, oh.
Maybe he's just going that route because, honestly, he's like, maybe no one's going to believe that. I'm already getting too much heat for all these other ones that keep happening.
Maybe.
They'll never believe that I went
just
for that.
He was just showing her a takedown move. You know? Well, a wrestling move.
Well, he had the one in fucking, he had a couple in Ireland, one not that long ago. He had the one in that was on the yacht, remember? The chick that fucking jumped off and had to swim to shore or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then this one on top of that. Not to mention, I think there was one like earlier on. Earlier on too. But these are just in the last like year and a half.
And thank God I survived my bike wreck.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
The only reason why we're trying to rush, we have a wonderful Pin Pro waiting for us. But one hell of an episode, gentlemen. I do, if you guys don't, if you have one, go ahead.
Take it.
I have a make sense if you don't think about it.
Go ahead.
So we've been talking about umps lately, right?
Thank God. Tell this story. I believe, is this about your oldest?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So you heard about this?
I'm here, yep. Okay. I'm here for it.
So my son got thrown out of a game a couple weeks ago. For like 2 seconds, right?
2 seconds.
And then, because his coach is like, he's not even going to get a warning. He's like, we might as well quit the goddamn game. And it wasn't because it's like saying my son is ridiculously good. It's saying that they don't have that many boys. You know, they might as well forfeit the game then. You know, he doesn't even get a warning. Okay, he's like, all right, you get a warning. Different ump, I will say that. But my son goes up, and it's a hot day. It was couple days ago. Hot-ass day. He goes up to his starting pitcher, and because they were, like, warming up or whatever, and his pitcher's on the mound. He's chatting with him for a second. The kid is like, God, it's hot as hell, man. I'm sweating it. You know, I'm sweating. Balls. No, hold on. I'll get to you.
Oh, okay.
That's what my son said.
Okay.
So he's like, guys, I'm sweating like no other. He's like, well, you think you're sweating? I'm, you know, my son sweats just as much as I do. He's like, yeah, I'm over here sweating. I'm hot as balls. That statement, and he wasn't directing it towards anybody. He didn't say it loudly. He didn't shout it. He didn't look at the ump. Ump came and threw my son out of the game.
Yeah.
For saying hot as balls, which is a general term when you're talking about how hot something is. Almost every, and it is 2023.
And the ump took it sexual because he could have been talking about the baseball.
Well, yeah, absolutely. However he took it, but got thrown out of the game.
Yep.
I was like, he let him finish. He let him finish that half inning, and then he got thrown out of the game. Like, this is ridiculous. You're imprinting yourself way too much, especially it wasn't in the heat of a moment. It wasn't during play. You know, it isn't like he was in the middle of an at-bat. It wasn't anything. But then, this is the reason why I'm going to add some more make sense if you don't think about it, is today I go to Bishop Garrigan, which is in wonderful Algona. And that's a Christian high school. Go down there, and while I'm walking by, I hear that two of the umps are getting ready, but there's another ump standing there talking to him. The only reason why I know he was an ump is he was talking lingo. He's like, yeah, you know, heard them saying something over there in the other game the other day, and don't even know who it was. I just stormed right up to the very first player and chewed them out and kicked them right out. It like wasn't the player, didn't even know which one. I literally listened to this. I'm walking by. I'm like, this is high school, and you're inserting yourself in this game way too goddamn much. I appreciate everyone that does it. It's not an easy job. It's hot. I'm going to say it's hot as balls out, and then you're getting extra suited up, right? I appreciate you for doing it. Let kids play. Like, it's one thing to swear. The one he did get kicked, he did swear, okay? This one was hot as balls. And then I'm actually listening to you guys, like, brag about, like, going and inserting yourself in something that didn't need to be.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't in the game. There was no disrespect. Like, was just talk.
Yeah. Just conversation between two teammates. And it wasn't swear words.
Right.
Yeah, balls. I don't care if my six-year-old says balls, okay?
Right.
So relax on that.
Yeah. So makes sense if you don't think.
I think the ump should get reported.
I haven't kicked anyone in the balls in a while.
No, so. But I want to know why does he automatically assume he's talking about a nutsack?
So what you're saying Dominic should report it? You mean?
I think he's looking at you.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. You should say, why is he sexualizing my son?
Oh, dude.
I ain't lying.
We have kitty litter,
dude,
in the bathroom. You need to do it.
You cannot assume my kid is talking about a sexual act when he says balls.
Right. The smartest thing you have said in 15 days.
I am here for this. Let's go, Miles.
Smartest thing you said in a long time, Miles. Add a kid. But yeah, makes sense if you don't think about it. Just inserting way too much.
Definitely makes sense. And he was saying, too, because he came over, they played volleyball that night, and he was like, I was feeling good. I think he said at the top half of the inning, he hit a deep ball to left. He's like, it got caught, but I felt really good. Swinging, like, everything felt good that game, and then he got kicked out right away. He's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
you know, so that sucks.
Even his coach wasn't upset because his coach came up and talked to me next to the net. Like because I was watching a different game and walked up, came up and talked to me. He's like, believe me, I'm just as frustrated. He's like, I need him. We need him, but I need him to not say anything. Evidently, so he's like, he ain't even do anything in this one. evidently they took it a way they shouldn't have. He's like, he wasn't, he didn't lecture me. He didn't say, hey, you get your son's mouth under control, which he could have said any one of that because it wasn't a bad thing that he said.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Inserting yourself too much. We have too much control going on. People want to control shit regularly, so.
Yeah, no shit.
But.
Man, absolutely. Tough. But do you have words of wisdom on that?
It's high school baseball. Anything high school and lower, don't take it so goddamn serious.
Or why
don't insert yourself into the game. We've been seeing a lot more lately. Just stop. It's a game. We're supposed to tell our kids it's a game. We need to tell the ump it's a game.
Think about the family.
These are boys, girls, whatever, hanging out.
That's right.
Hot summer.
And they're mentally not as strong as adults, right? So that could fuck them up for a long time. Like, who knows? But all right. Well, these gentlemen got to get to work tonight at PinPro. So we're going to go ahead and start to wrap her up. So all of you beautiful people, make sure you comment on the YouTube. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about Wembley. Wembley? Do we know the right way to say that?
Wembenyama.
Victor.
Yeah, Victor. There you go. I'm sticking with Victor.
Old Vic.
I've heard it said so many different ways, man. Let us know what you think about Victor. I don't think he's number one. A lot of us don't. Rio's on board, sort of. But let us know what you think there. Let us know what you think about umpiring in high school baseball. But if you are out there and you happen to find us anywhere on the interwebs, be sure to like, subscribe, share the whole nine yards. We really appreciate it. But, Jimmer, where is it available, man?
Anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube.
Let's go. And we'd love to tell a good story. If you want us to tell yours, go ahead and slide on in.
Do our DMs. Get us that story. We'll get it out to all the folks that want to hear it. We can omit names, anything like that. If you need us to leave out, of course, not the good parts. But, get into our DMs, and we'll get that story out to everyone else.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is 3Geek Sports. We out.